StewartandTillmanLawn.com.
Stewart Morrison Ready Mix has been serving the Ozarks for over three decades. Think about that. And takes great pride in producing quality concrete, offering competitive prices. Stewart Morrison Ready Mix is ready to help you with all your residential, commercial, or agriculture concrete and rock needs. Give them a call today, 256-8171, Stewart Morrison Ready Mix, where you get concrete results every time.
Oh man, it is creepy out here. All I hear is the sound of limbs cracking, and there's no sound of cars anywhere. Hey hon, I just stepped outside. That was a bad ice storm.
When do you think we'll get our power back?
It could be days. I'm freezing. How are we going to stay warm with no power?
Are you prepared? Butler Heating and Air, your trained and certified Generac dealer in West Plains, can help prevent long power outages with an emergency Generac generator. Be prepared and power your life with Generac and Butler Heating and Air.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
All right, let's check the starters first for West Plains. They're 11-13, coached by Mason Miller. Starting five will be Ethan Tuma, the senior guard who had 29 points against Marshfield the other night. He went crazy. He made nine threes in that game. Also in the starting lineup for West Plains will be Jared Kraft. Jared is a 6'2 junior guard. Jacob Moore will get the start tonight. 6'3 junior. Clayton Robbins, 6'5 senior. And Josiah Long, who is a 6'3 junior. Starting five for the Carl Junction Ball Club as this game gets underway, and the tip is won by West Plains. Scissors come down. It'll be Maddox Shorter. And we'll pick them up here as we go. On the left side to the left corner, Jacob Moore. They play a sagging zone defense, and West Plains really lit that up against Marshfield the other night. Let's see if they can take advantage. Over on the right wing, Jared Kraft will curl over all the way to the hole. Right-hand scoop layup off the board around the rim. It sits there, doesn't go down. Rebound put back up again. No good by Jacob Moore. And West Plains comes away with no points out of that. Now back the other way, Carl Junction with it. In the lane, right-hand baby hook off the front iron, tipped out of bounds by Carl Junction. And it'll be West Plains basketball. Maddox Shorter, a 5'11 sophomore guard for the Bulldogs. Deacon Endicott, 6'2 junior forward. Cooper Vadiz is a 5'11 guard. Grody Pant, a 6-foot guard. And Wyatt McAfee, a 6'2 senior forward. Here's a shot from the right wing by Tuma for three. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll go back over to Carl Junction. So we've played 56 seconds. They reverse the call, and West Plains will get the ball back. Nobody has scored. This West Plains basketball team sure can be a split personality. Lob pass on the inbound, left corner deep, shoots a three, won't fall, tipped up and in, and I think that was tipped in by Carl Junction. We'll give that to Jacob Moore. Back come Carl Junction. They're in the white with red trim, red and black. West Plains in the red with black and white trim. Ball tipped away, almost stolen, loose on the deck, picked up, driving layup up and in by Deacon Endicott. The ball was squirted away and went right toward the basket. Endicott chased it down and laid it in. Tie game at two. Jared Kraft on the left side. Long to the high post and Moore on the wing. Long three by Robbins, and that's no good. Tipped over, picked up by Jacob Moore. Over to Robbins. Spins to the middle. Right-hand shot, flipped up and in. Clayton Robbins has his first basket, and it's a 4-2 ball game. Over on the left side. To the right corner, they'll drive the baseline. Lean in, shot up, whistle, and a jump ball call. I didn't see the tie-up, but Cooper Vadiz took the ball to the basket, jumped into the defender, and evidently a tie-up is called there. So it'll be CJ basketball in the corner, back out on the left side. Brody Pant. In the paint, down the key, Vadiz will drive in. He lost it on the way up. And it'll stay with Carl Junction. West Plains up 4-2. On the inbound play, but he's underneath. Lobs it out front. Long lob outside. Picked up there by Maddox Shorter, sophomore guard over at the right point. Gets it to McAfee. Now gets the ball to Brody Pant. Back in the right corner. They'll drive the right baseline. He'll pass back. Back out on the wing. Good defense by West Plains. Back to the point. On the wing. One bounce. Thought about a three. Passed it up. Good pressure on the basketball. Out front. Now down the key. They'll cut the ball off. Back out front. Down the key. Here's a blocking foul on Jacob Moore for West Plains. Really good defense at this end of the floor by West Plains here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. West Plains on top, 4-2, inbound play. Underneath, Carl Junction will key it way out toward the timeline. Catch is made there by Brody Pant. Pant will move it over to the middle of the court. He's picked up by Robbins. He'll go one-on-one. He'll take it in, go up, lays it up and around the rim. No good. Rebound pulled off by Jacob Moore. West Plains comes back. Jared Kraft to the right corner. Josiah Long curls over, far side on the wing to the point. Jacob Moore back to the point. Catch by Josiah Long for three, won't fall. Ball is going to be rebounded by Carl Junction. They control with Brody Pant up the left side now in the front court. Spin move by Endicott. Gets it back out to the wing, left elbow. Pull up shot, ball knocked away, picked back up. Down the right corner. Here's a shot for a three. That's no good. Ball tipped over, picked up by Ethan Tuma. West Plains comes away with it. They're up by two. 4:29 to go here in the first quarter. It's gone by quick because the clock hasn't stopped very much. West Plains girls won in a blowout here tonight. Here's a drive on the baseline, no good by Long. And the ball is rebounded by Carl Junction. They come back with a chance to tie or take the lead. Lob it to the right corner with Endicott. Endicott backs in on Tuma. Cross-court pass on the left wing now to the left corner. They are very deliberate with what they do. Out front, this is Cooper Vadiz. Now on the right side, they give it to Shorter. He'll dribble in, kicks it over. Curl over the top. Back on the right side. Endicott to the baseline, leans in, shoots over Tuma. Missed it, rebound, Clayton Robbins. And Robbins will bring the ball up, long up the floor, good feed. Layup is good as Jacob Moore got behind the defense. And West Plains got a lay-in as Jacob Moore hustled down the floor. Good pass by Clayton Robbins. Timeout on the floor with 3 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first quarter with the score. West Plains 6, Carl Junction 2. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
In West Plains and in Houston.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Back at Carl Junction. Long way over here. The Bulldogs have the ball, but West Plains has the lead, 6-2. Junction will move it to the front court. Maddox Shorter, they'll curl it over the top. Down the paint, here's a pull-up. Rims off. They can't buy a shot right now on the rebound. Pull down by West Plains in the right corner by Kraft. Now up ahead, Josiah Long on the left baseline. Back outside it goes. Kraft back to the corner. Inside, double team on Jacob Moore. Cross court on the wing. Open three for Robbins. No good. Rebound Long. Picked up by Kraft. Gives it back to Robbins. Feeds it underneath. Threw it away. Too cute to pass. No opening there, and that's a turnover on West Plains. Six to two. Shorter front court. On the left wing, they'll move it back out front. Brody Pant now will take it to the corner in the ball game. It's Colby Martin, a 6'3 sophomore. Here's a fall away from the paint. No good. Tipped over. Picked up by Tuma. West Plains comes back. Bump on the sideline. That'll be a foul on Carl Junction. That'll be on Maddox Shorter, and that'll be his first foul. .238 to go in the first quarter. Jared Kraft over to Josiah Long. Carl Junction sits back in the zone. On the right side, Jared, left corner. Long in the middle. Robbins lost the basketball. Picked up, though. Tipped over. Josiah drives in, shoots the layup. Won't fall. Man, alive. We've seen a bunch of missed layups already. And the rebound to Carl Junction. Backcourt ball stolen at midcourt. Josiah feeds it back, and the ball tipped over, picked up, laid up and in by Josiah Long. Jacob Moore went up to shoot it, got trapped, dished it off, and got the assist instead. It's 8-2. Long three, left wing, and no good. Rebound again by Carl Junction. At the point, West Plains stags in. Now out front, they get it to Carson Anderson, a 6-foot sophomore guard, just in the ball game for Carl Junction. Left point, open shot for a three. That's no good. And the rebound to Kraft. Long pass up the floor. Robbins takes it in, lays it up, and he missed it. Now down the key. Here's a drive. Whistle. Offensive foul as Maddox Shorter took it to the basket. And he is called for the charging foul. So that'll be his second foul. He has both fouls for Carl Junction here in the first quarter. Now West Plains comes back with it with a minute 18 to go in the first quarter. Here's a quick shot for a three in the left corner. No good by Josiah Long. Rebound, Carl Junction. And they lost it out of bounds at midcourt and turned the ball over. So 1:10 to go in the first quarter. West Plains has a 6-point lead with the basketball. Left side to the point. Kraft over Josiah Long. Fast cross court in the corner. Here's Tuma for a three. It's an air ball. Put back, no good by Robbins, but he got fouled on the put back, and he'll shoot two. So Clayton Robbins will be at the line for West Plains. This was one their last game out, just destroyed Marshfield on Monday night. First free throw is good by Clayton Robbins. And he gets one more try at it. 9-2 and good. 10-2. Carl Junction, this is a good team. They're just taking some time to get started, so you better make hay while you can. At the point, shoot a three, no good. Rebound picked up inside. Turn, kick it out to the right wing. Open shot on the wing for a three. No good. Tipped off the rim, tipped out of bounds. That should be off Carl Junction, I think. Yes. And it'll be West Plains' ball. .38 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 10-2 to West Plains. You're just kind of sitting here. Carl Junction is 16-7. They beat some really good teams. So it's just a matter of when it starts to kick in for them and kind of the situation. Get as much of a lead as there's a turnover at midcourt and then a foul on Josiah Long. They were standing back thinking about a double team, and Josiah turned his head. That's all it took. So a turnover and a foul on Josiah Long, second turnover on West Plains. So 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Carl Junction will have the ball. Out front, Anderson gives it across. Now drive in the lane, right-hand floater is up. No good. Rebound put back. No good, but a foul on the play, and they'll shoot two. Jacob Moore just got his second foul, so I'll buy him a ticket to the bench, and Aiden Judd will be coming in. First free throw attempt here is good. JoJo Ballard at the line. 1.9 left in the quarter. Next try, good. Robbins from the other end of the floor for a three, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Well, Carl Junction had a really slow first quarter with only 4 points. But West Plains didn't tear it up. They only had 10, so at the end of one, 10-4 West Plains. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains and Carl Junction here, one quarter in. West Plains leads in the boys' game 10-4. West Plains has played Carl Junction several times in football over the past 5-6 years. But I looked it up, and these teams have not played in basketball since 2007. Back to play, and West Plains will throw the ball out of bounds on the first possession. A blind pass over on the left side. No one was there. Not a good way to start the quarter. 10-4, and it'll be Carl Junction with the basketball. Cooper Valdez, that is, throws it out of bounds over here in the right corner. Valdez thought he saw something. Same thing at the other end. Thought he saw something, wasn't there. Three turnovers on Carl Junction, four on West Plains. Full court pressure, and I'm surprised it took this long before Carl Junction decided to put the press on. In the front court, Jacob Moore has the ball stripped away and stolen. Teams that do well against West Plains, pressure. In the right corner, three, no good. Rebound, fought four, picked up by Kraft, long up the floor. Jacob Moore all the way, lays it up and good. Jacob Moore has six, 12-4 ball game. At the point, fire another three. No good. Rebound to Jared Kraft. He feeds it back to Josiah Long, back to Jared Kraft. They'll go to their half-court trap. Long to the left corner. Over the top pass, right wing, ball fake, Long dribbles, hands it off. Moore goes in, puts it up. No good. Got fouled, though, and he'll shoot two. So 6:54 to go in the first half, 12-4 ball game. The foul will go against Carl Junction. And the first free throw here is good by Jacob Moore. Second foul call on Colby Martin for Carl Junction. Next try, good. Jacob Moore knocks in a pair. And it's now 14-4. Out front, right wing. Here's the shot for a three, and it's good. They finally connect on one. Colby Martin makes the first three of the night for Carl Junction. West Plains back court. Cross court pass up ahead. Josiah Long, high post. Moore, no look pass, no look result. Out of bounds. Nope, got touched. Maybe that's why. Deflected out of bounds by Carl Junction. Clayton Robbins was cutting in on the baseline, and Jacob saw him, but the ball was touched. So inbound play out front. Josiah Long, right corner. Deep three again by Robbins. No good. Rebound Long, and it's ahead of the field. Fast break. Right-hand layup is good. That long rebound went straight out toward the top of the key, and Brody Pant ended up converting at the other end. Now here's the ball, deflected, out of bounds, last touch by Carl Junction. 6 minutes, 3 seconds, it's 14-9. Jacob Moore comes out for Aiden Judd. the seam from Carl Junction doesn't have any size. The tallest they're going to get would be 6'3". On the left side, over to Ethan Tuma. Alley-oop, caught, laid up, and good. Clayton Robbins got behind the defense. Good pass by Tuma. And Clayton Robbins has 6, 16-9. Now stolen. Two-on-one break the other way. And Long goes up with a shot. No good. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. Fifth turnover on Carl Junction.
Foul called on number 21,
Cooper Vitas with the foul, and that'll be his first. Josiah Long was in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. First one good. Shorter back in the lineup at guard, a guard spot for Carl Junction. Next try, Josiah Long shot, no good. But the rebound, West Plains. Aiden Long, or Aiden Judd, got it. Now a steal. Cross court pass, all the way in, left hand layup, good. Brody Pant was laying, and it's 17-11. Left corner, Judd on the wing. Long dribbles in, back outside. Jared Kraft's got a three at the brick. Rebound comes off, taken by Carl Junction. They run, they pass it up ahead. Martin goes up, lays it up, no good, got fouled. And he'll shoot two as Jared Kraft will be called for his first foul.
Foul called on number 5, Jared Kraft.
5 minutes, 10 seconds left. First half, 17-11. West Plains on top of Carl Junction. First free throw here is good by Colby Martin. One more try for the 6'3 kid, and it's good. 17-13. In the front court, Josiah Long at the left elbow. Bounce pass out. They move it to the corner. Another three by Robbins is good. Clayton Robbins with his first three of the night. He now has 9. It's 20-13. In the left corner, the hook pass down to the low block. Back out to the point, to the right side. Maddox Shorter in the corner with it. Brody Pant penetrates back out front. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound to Clayton Robbins. Down the front court, West Plains with a chance to add on to what's now 7-point lead. Pass low block, Long. Bounce pass under. Aiden Judd lays it up and good. Good interior passing that time. Aiden Judd, who had a big offensive game on Monday night. I believe he had 13 points. He had 15. Now the left corner at the other end. Here's a three by Martin. No good. Rebound, West Plains. And Josiah Long has it. Back right to left in the red. Bounce pass up ahead. Tuma fakes, drives in, kicks it to the left point. Open, Kraft, three, good. 25-15. Penetrate, kick it out. That's working right now for West Plains. Left side on the wing. They'll curl it over with Shorter in the lane. Puts up a runner, right hand, no good. And the rebound down to Josiah Long. Carl Junction must be shooting about 15% right now. Long pass front court, Judd. Back out it goes, Tuma. Back to the right corner. Now with 3:10 to play, West Plains is up by 12. 25-13. Low block, Robbins. Passes inside, Judd. Puts it up and good. And a timeout on the floor. West Plains beating them up inside. I'm glad they're doing that because that was an obvious strength West Plains had going in, and they're taking advantage of it now with 3:01 to play in the first half. 30-second timeout, 27-13, West Plains. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
It's the Coyote Winter Savings Event. Hi, this is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, it's been a good first half for West Plains. They enjoy a 14-point lead here over Carl Junction, 27-13. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. And to sum it up, Carl Junction cannot buy a basket. They are cold as can be. Here's another steal. Jared Kraft will take it coast to coast, steps through, goes up, got fouled, and he'll shoot two shots. That's another problem. Well, both teams actually now with six turnovers, but Carl Junction seemed to be resulting in points here in the second quarter. Jared Kraft will be at the free throw line. He's got 3 points tonight on a three. He'll shoot two. First try, good. When this Zizzer team moves the ball on offense, they are so much better. Next try, good. They've moved it pretty well tonight. Front court, right corner. Here's another three by Martin. That's no good. Ball will be picked up on a scramble, and we'll get a foul call out on the wing. That'll be on Josiah Long for the holding foul. That is his second, 29-13. Jacob Moore is back in for Josiah Long for the Zizzers. Inbound play underneath. They'll lob it out front. They'll get it inbounds to Wyatt McAfee in the lane on the post. Back to the corner. Out front on the left side. Down the lane. Hook pass to the corner. Open. Three is up and good. Brody Pant makes his first three of the ball game. He's got seven. 29-16. West Plains in the front court. Kraft lost the ball. Out of bounds. Just flew out of his hand. So turnover number seven on West Plains. I got some special help here tonight. You're going to have to adjust these, all right? There you go. 1:50 to go in the first half. It's West Plains with a steal. Kraft gets it up to Robbins. Now back over to Jared on the left side. At the right point, Aiden Judd fires a three. Good! West Plains hot shooting continues here in this quarter. Three threes in the quarter. And it's 32-16. That's the whole difference in the game. West Plains has been able to make shots, and Carl Junction just can't buy a shot. In the right corner, JoJo Ballard has it. Now out front, Brody Martin to the right corner. This is Maddox Shorter. Shot for a three, no good again. And that shooting percentage for Carl Junction is down probably around 10% right now. Jacob Moore, bounce pass far side. Three ball by Kraft is in and out. Ball goes to the far corner. Maddox has it, gets it up ahead. Here they come back with a three-on-three on the left side. Here's a lean-in shot, no good. Rims off, picked up by Clayton Robbins. And West Plains will slow it up at midcourt. We're down to 48 seconds to go in the first half. 32-16, three by Robbins is good from the left point. So much for going for the last shot of the half. It's 35-16, now ball out of bounds at the Carl Junction end. That ball was tipped out of bounds by West Plains. That stops the clock. 36 seconds to go in the first half. This first half has just been and we've seen some games West Plains has had like this. The first half, you just cannot get started. Backdoor inbound pass blocked from behind by Robbins on Martin's shot, but they'll control it now to the left side. Lean in, back out to the left corner. They'll set and pop the three ball, and that's good. Anderson knocks in a three, and now we're down to 17 seconds. 35-19. Down the key, Kraft to the far corner. Aiden Judd, open three, that's too hard. Rebound on the weak side with 7 seconds. Long pass up the floor. They'll set, they'll pop the three from the wing. No good. Rebound long by Robbins. He'll fire from the other end of the court. No good, and that's the end of the first half. The Zizzers in quarter number two outscore Carl Junction 25-15, and they lead it at the half 35-19. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert
first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains is known for selling the best tractor, Kubota. But Edgler & Harper is also known for having the best service and parts for your Kubota tractor. So if you need service or parts for your Kubota tractor, lawnmower, UTV, Vermeer balers, or Cub Cadet mowers, the Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We came down here tonight fully expecting this to be a really hard, really tight ball game, but so far, as so often happens in basketball, one team shoots the ball real well, the other team doesn't shoot it very well, and that's pretty much what happened in the first half. West Plains shot the ball and shot the ball better as the second quarter went on, and were able to stretch that lead, which was 6 points at the end of the first quarter. It's out now to a 16-point lead, 35-19. Scoring for West Plains, Clayton Robbins in the first half had 12 points. He made a couple of threes late in the second quarter. Jacob Moore had 8 points, 5 points for Jared Kraft, 7 for Aiden Judd off the bench, 3 points in the first half for Josiah Long. Carl Junction in the first half had 7 by Brody Pant. Colby Martin had 5 points. JoJo Ballard had 2 and 3 for Carson Anderson. West Plains turned it over 7 times in the first half, 6 times for Carl Junction. From the free throw line, Carl Junction was perfect. There were 4 out of 4 from the line, and West Plains was 7 out of 8. It is halftime, and the score, 35-19. West Plains leads the Bulldogs here at Carl Junction. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Lady Chevy and GMC, home of
to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey factor makes for you.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ and West Plains. Show us your crack.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Next game is next week, and it'll be the last regular season game for West Plains. They'll be playing in Springfield Hillcrest. I believe that's Tuesday night. And then that's it until the district will start the following weekend. Girls playing their games at Willard. Boys playing their games over here at Wood City. So Marshfield would have been more to my liking, but can't always get what you want. So with that, then Monday night we'll have the makeup game from Poplar Bluff. I'll be at Three Rivers where the Grizzlies will be playing the Three Rivers Raiders, and that'll be Monday night. And that game moved from last week because of the rotten weather. So we're coming down here in about a minute and a half. Be ready to start the second half. West Plains up big. We'll see Carl Junction probably come out and play very aggressively in the second half, put a lot of pressure on the ball and try to force some turnovers. 35-19 is the score. I'm so blessed tonight because I've got Mr. Joey Mischler sitting right here next to me. His first ball game wearing a headset, so he'll be able to say this for his first time. I got my sister Christy over here. I've got my niece Stephanie over here. It's just, I won before the game even started. 35-19. And coming back with the second half in 1 minute on KDY.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
More than just a tire store.
Dodds Auto Service.
Dodds Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Dodds Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to DoddsAutoservice.com for more information.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Second half starts with Carl Junction missing a three, pretty much where we ended the last half. Here's Kraft at the other end for a three for West Plains. No good. Ball comes long, and the long rebound picked up by Deacon Endicott. He'll bring it up the middle of the floor, kick it to the left corner. Maddox steps over, shoots another three, and that's good. Maddox shorter. I just got a feeling this thing's going to tighten up a lot before this game is over. This is going to be a tighter game at the end. High along, out to the point. Clayton Robbins on the right side. Kraft goes baseline, backs down, back to the point, to the left wing. Josiah Long takes it in on the baseline. Double team back outside, move it around the horn. Down to the point. Robbins pushed away from the basket. Backdoor pass, good feed, lay in. It's good by Josiah Long. Good backdoor cut by Josiah Long. Gets the lane. He's got 5 points. Clayton Robbins with another really good pass. Carl Junction with it. Ball stolen by Kraft, but he stepped out of bounds as he took the ball away. And it'll stay with Carl Junction. 6:41 to play in the third quarter. West Plains girls won in a surprising blowout. Here's the inbound in the front court. West Plains won by 51 on Monday night against Marshfield. They do have a nice lead here by 15 over on the left side. Unguarded three. That's no good. Man, they just cannot make a perimeter shot. Rebound by West Plains, and they come back with a chance to make this an 18-point game. Here's Kraft on the baseline. Wrap around corner, back out on the right point. Pass to the corner. Robbins, another three. That won't go. Rebound long to the free throw line. It's picked up there by Maddox Shorter. Front court, ball lost, out of bounds, turnover on Carl Junction. Over on the left side, they lob it over the top, pass to Robbins, is tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with West Plains. Wyatt McAfee got a hand on the pass to the interior. They'll get Colby Martin back in the ball game. They'll get Carson Anderson back in the ball game. And they'll take out Maddox Shorter and Brody Pratt, or Cooper Vadine. Here's the inbound play at the right point. Here's Kraft for a three. Good. They just let him stand there and shoot it, and he can make it. Jared Kraft has 8, 40-22. Right side, West Plains has played very good defense. Down the low block, backing down. McAfee, up fake, off the board, and good. Wyatt McAfee gets his first basket of the ball game. To the right corner, front court. Kraft again for three on the wing. That won't go. He chased his own rebound, knocked it loose, got it to Long, got it inside. Feed inside to Moore, tipped away. And it'll be out of bounds off Brody Martin, or Colby Martin for the Bulldogs. It'll stay with West Plains. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. 40-24. West Plains led by 16 at the half. And that's where we are now. In the corner, catch and shoot. Kraft, three. Good. You can tell that Jared has got the feeling right now. He's made three threes, 43-24. This is the biggest lead of the night, 19 points. McAfee will hand the ball over. They'll curl at the free throw line. Down the key all the way. Blocked from behind by Robbins. Feet up ahead. Good bounce pass. Feet it back. Picked up by Moore. Now on the wing. Kraft will shoot a three, and it's no good. Rebound long. Picked up by, finally, Ethan Puma. Right side, right corner. Kraft fires another three. That's an air ball picked up inside by Robbins. He throws it away. And a foul in the backcourt on Jared Kraft.
Oh, foul on number
4:31 to go. And West Plains up by 19 points. They'll get JoJo Ballard back from the Carl Junction lineup. West Plains has played six players tonight. They have stayed out of any substantial foul trouble, and that's always a big thing for them. But only two fouls, that's the most any of three players has. Pratt down the left side will pick it up, gives it back outside. Now they'll move it there with Deacon Endicott down the baseline, up, block foul on the play with 4:17 to go in the third.
Foul called on
Josiah Long got his third on that foul. And so he'll go to the bench. Aiden Judd will check in. First free throw try here is no good by Endicott. Deacon Endicott at the line. Aiden Judd does come in for Josiah Long. So Josiah's got three. Jared Kraft and Jacob Moore each have two. For Carl Junction, Colby Martin and Maddox Shorter each have two. Next free throw is good. One out of two for Deacon Endicott. 43-25. Pass ahead. It's tipped away and stolen. Carl Junction comes away with it. Pratt back out on the wing. Martin shoots the three, and it's good, and that's all it takes to get it started. 43-28. Long up ahead. Moore. Front court over. Now Kraft. Bounce pass out. Stolen. Take it away from Tuma. They've got a three-on-one break all the way. Driving layup, no good, but a foul off the turnover on Clayton Robbins. That'll be his first. Now would be an exceptional time if you're Mason Miller to call the timeout. Stop it before it starts. Good job, Coach. 3:45 to go in the third. 43-28, West Plains leads Carl Junction. Zizzer timeout, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Looking for a compact track loader with next level performance? Coyote has it. Hi, this is Riley. Our TL750 track loader boasts exceptional lift heights that effortlessly conquer any loading task. It can handle the tough jobs with ease and take on landscaping, construction, and more with confidence. Right now, during our winter savings event, get up to $6,000 cash back. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains to learn more. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Zizzer's basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're down to 3:45 to go in the third quarter. West Plains with a big lead, 43-28. But Carl Junction showing some signs of life here. Here's free throw. First try is good. That is Carson Anderson off the bench. He's got 4 points. He'll get another try here. And he could make this a 13-point game. It was 19 a moment ago. Next one, no good. But the long rebound picked up by CJ. Put up off the board, no good. Tipped high in the air, controlled by the Bulldogs. Three at the point is in the air and good. I'm telling you, you can feel it. It's an 11-point game. In the right corner, Moore back outside to Judd. West Plains really should be patient. Oh, bad pass, tipped out of bounds. Let's go stay with West Plains. West Plains really should be very deliberate here. And make sure you get a good shot. And when I say a good shot, that won't necessarily mean an open three. And now another bad pass on the inbound. Stolen, put up on the layup. No good, but a foul on the rebound. Well, West Plains dodged a bullet there. Really lazy pass on the inbound play. Got stolen. The other end, a missed shot. Ethan Tuma drew the foul. And that'll be the second foul call on JoJo Ballard. Down the back court. They are pressuring full court now. Front court, Tuma. in the middle. Judge dips inside. Here's the shot. No good by Robbins. Picked up by Jacob Moore inside. Back it goes. Alley-oop to the far right corner. Whistle away from the ball, and we get 3 seconds called. February 21st. Write it down. 3 seconds got called in a ball game. 43-32. In the left corner, Bailey will dribble over. Bounce pass back outside. Martin at the left point. Brody Pat. Pat kicks it out to the corner. And a blocking foul on West Plains on Ethan Tuma. Or as they say here, Ethan Tuma. That's in Mel Torme. Here's the inbound play in the corner. Martin has it back outside. Endicott will hold. 2:23 to play in the ball game. West Plains up by 11. It was 19. Near walk out front. Ball gets away. Now on the wing of three is nearly an air ball. Picked up by West Plains. We've got to get more aggressive again. Be aggressive to the basket. Pass cross court. Baseline move all the way in. Kraft puts it up. Won't fall. Gets long to the corner. Picked up. Here comes Carl Junction. They got a 3-on-1 break. Bounce pass across. Lay-in too hard. Rebounded by Judd as Robbins was there to bother the shot. Left corner, Robbins. Inside, low block. Moore out to the point. Touch pass across. Aiden Judd back to the other side. Robbins, three, good. Clayton Robbins now has 3 threes tonight. And he has 15 points now down the key. Here's a drive and a layup. Good. Foul the play and the basket will count. Carson Anderson beat his man on the dribble, got the lay in, and a foul is called on the play, and that'll be on Ethan. No, that'll be on Jared Kraft. That's the third foul on Jared. So Jared Kraft with three, Josiah Long three, 46-34, West Plains by 12, 1:24 to go in the third. Free throw try is no good, but the rebound by Ballard, he lost it, and now picked up by West Plains. Long pass up ahead, Tuma has it, tries to feed it back and threw it away. Now Endicott, beach cross, layup good. Carson Anderson. Now at the other end, Tuma puts it up inside, lays it up and good. As he got the ball to the low block and just leaned in against Carson Anderson. He got the lay-in. Tuma with the bucket. Now at the other end, here's a drive. Cross the lane, left to right, layup. No, spins off. Rebound to Robbins. And now we'll have a hand check foul out front call on Carl Junction. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Brody Pant with a foul. That'll be his first. I hope we don't hold for one shot because we don't do that very well at all. We will turn the ball over in most cases. Go ahead and play offense. Get a shot. Score it. That's what you're looking for anyway. 48-36, 30 seconds to go. Third quarter. Jared Kraft to the corner. Back out to Jared. He'll take it to the other side and they're going to call an illegal screen on Jacob Moore out front. That's turnover. Foul number three on Jacob Moore. We had 7 turnovers first half. We've got 8 here in the third quarter. Landon Montgomery will come into the game for West Plains with 23 seconds left in the third quarter. 48-36. Carson Anderson guarded out front by Landon Montgomery. Takes it right side. Hook pass back at the free throw line. Pant drops it inside. Shot up around. Good. Foul on the play. Basket count. Basket for JoJo Ballard. And the foul will be the third foul. Make that the fourth. Well, I had him for three already, so the scoreboard now says that's 3 on him.
Number 5, Jerry Cross.
Kraft will come back in for West Plains. He has 3 fouls. 11.8 to go. Free throw try is good. 3 points play. Back in the front court. Bad pass out front. Tuma got run into. And with 4 seconds to go, it'll be West Plains ball on the sideline. Brody Pant with his second foul. Badiz checks in for Carl Junction. Inbound play with four. Tuma shoots a three from the wing off the board and good. He banked one in the other night like that. He banked one in here tonight. Ethan Tuma from about 28 feet. Banks it in for three, and that helps. At the end of three, West Plains 51, Carl Junction 39, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Clayton Robbins has 15 points to lead West Plains going into the fourth quarter, 51-39. West Plains has the lead and the ball. Kraft will throw it back court. Jared Kraft with it now to Tuma. Ethan Tuma, who banked in a three at the end of the quarter. Backdoor pass, good cut, layup no good as Jared Kraft couldn't finish it. Boy, we have missed a bunch of layups tonight. Out the free throw line. They'll hold it high. They'll lob it back to the right wing. With the ball, the D's. He'll dribble down the key all the way. Right-hand scoop shot is up and good. Vitas with his first basket. West Plains up by 10. Right baseline, Tuma. Feeds it back outside. Kraft. Robbins shoots a three, and it's short. Rebound comes off Betty. Long pass up. Endicott's ahead of the field. Goes up and plays it in. Who is our safety on a play like that? Evidently nobody, because Endicott was way behind everybody else. Free throw line, Tuma hands it back. Judge shoots a three, and good. It thought about coming out. It spun off the rim, went straight up and went in. Aiden just got 10. And McAfee knocks in a 2 at the other end quickly for Carl Junction. It's 54-45, 6:35 to play in the ball game. Judd left side. Tuma in the key to the right side to the corner. Montgomery. Tuma inside to Robbins. Turns inside, drop step, goes up right hand, no good. Man, you got to go up stronger than that. They're trying to draw a foul, but the ball comes off the side iron, picked up by Carl Junction. Clayton's bigger than everybody out there. He just needs to muscle it up there strong. Here's pass to the left corner. In the right corner, they'll hold there with Pant. Out front, knocked away and stolen. Jared Kraft all the way. Puts it up on the run and good off the turnover. That's big, 56-45, back to an 11-point game. Front court, Vitas goes in the lane, goes up with a shot, no good. We got a whistle and a jump ball call, wow. Somebody capped the shot, evidently. I didn't see that at all. But they're going to say it's a jump ball, and that means it'll be Carl Junction basketball under their own basket. Aiden Judd and Landon Montgomery will check out for Josiah Long. and Jacob Moore for West Plains. Inbound play in the left corner. Brody Martin has it. Backs down Ethan Tuma. Bounce pass, low block. Hinscott turns inside, right hand baby hook is up and good. That was Wyatt McAfee. And a timeout called by Carl Junction. 5:29 to go. West Plains up by 9. Or did we get a timeout? Nope, no timeout. Something was on the court, so we had to get that cleaned up. Tuma walks it over the timeline to the right corner. Jacob Moore. Be a good idea to be very deliberate here. In the right corner, Josiah Long. Out to the point. Kraft to the right corner. Long pass inside. Tipped away. Loose to the corner. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be off Ethan Tuma. And go back to Carl Junction. West Plains with 16 turnovers tonight. Carl Junction with 8. So if you end up winning a game where you've got twice as many turnovers, that's something. Here's a drive down the key, left side, right hand, shoot play up off the board is good by Vitas, and now he has 4, and we'll get a whistle in our timeout. 47 to play, West Plains lead. The smallest it's been in a while. It's down to 7, 56-49. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Curve Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Sue. Chick Days continues at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Now is the time where more and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings, a freezer full of fresh chicken, plus continuous harvest of fresh eggs. Order forms are here, and the final orders must be in by March the 15th for delivery in West Plains, April the 29th. We have all your poultry products, feed, waters, feeders, and much more.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
In 4 minutes and 47 seconds of game time, we'll know who is going to win this ball game, who will have won this ball game. Can West Plains pull it off? They are up by 7. Had a 19-point lead at one time over this Carl Junction team that is 16-7 on the year. Inbound for West Plains, and the clock starts ticking again. Ethan Tuma, right side to the baseline, all the way in, wraparound pass, far corner. Josiah Long to the point. Now they'll set. Jared Krepp, very front. Left side, Tuma. Ethan on the dribble. Cross-court pass to Robbins. Josiah Long as the Zizzers shorten the game up a little bit here. Backdoor cut. Tuma lost it. Ball. Oh, he got pushed out of bounds on a backdoor cut. Tuma got pushed and staggered out of bounds, but he got pushed on the play. And
foul call, 121.
Second foul call on Vitas. Inbound play, West Plains basketball. Jacob Moore out front. That pass inside, stolen. Down the middle of the key, pull up. Shot high and no good. Shot an air ball. In fact, Josiah Long kicks it out. Kraft up ahead. Tuma goes up inside, can't get it to go. And picked up by Carl Junction, 56-49. And a bump foul on Tuma going down the other way. Man, you should have had two baskets the last two trips. Instead, it's still a 7-point game. 3:44 left. Foul-wise, each team just has one, so if you got a foul at the end of the game, they're not going directly to the line for a while. Here's the inbound play from underneath. Pass in. Bettage goes up with a shot. Missed it. Rebound pulled off the rim by Jacob Moore. That's a big break there. Now, long up the floor. Kraft, reverse layup, up and good. West Plains has consistently been able to beat them down the floor tonight. Jared Kraft with 13 points. Out front, Betty dives all the way in, goes up with a shot, no good. Blocking foul on Jacob Moore. And that'll be his fourth foul. So Vandes will go to the line, and tonight he has all four of his points in the fourth quarter, but has not shot a free throw yet. Carl Junction has made six out of nine. 3:19 left, fourth quarter, 58-49. Free throw, first try. Good. Aiden Judd will come in for West Plains. Jacob Moore with those four fouls comes out of the ball game. And next try, good. That is his two. 58-51. If you're Carl Junction, you should start thinking about playing extremely aggressive right now. Go for steals. Be very physical because you, oh, bad pass, cross court, lay in, good. Ethan Tumas cross court pass got picked up, picked off and laid in by Vettis. And now it's a 5-point game. Tuma trapped in the corner, long over the top, touch pass to the corner, Judd down the key. Robbins feeds it across, lay it, Tuma good, cutting from the corner, Ethan Tuma. With the lay in. At the left free throw, at the left elbow, that is. Pant has it. He'll move it back outside. Brody Pant down the left wing. We're down to 2:34. West Plains by 7. High screen left. Pant kicks it outside. Long three is good. That's the first long three they've made tonight. Maddox shorter. And that makes it a 4-point game with 2:22 to go. I said, I believe earlier, this was going to tighten up a lot at the end. 4-point game, 60-56, 2:22 to play. Back in a minute on KDY.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Two-possession game. West Plains ball in the backcourt. 60-56. They bring it up. Tuma, front court, left side. They'll trap. Now cross court. Bad pass. Stolen again. All the way. Pant lays it up and good. Cross court. High passes do not work. They result in hurt. Now it's a 2-point game. Long up the floor. Judd catches, feeds it back outside. Now they'll set. Under 2 minutes, 2-point game. 60-58. Josiah Long. Inside Robbins. Post inside. Right hand shot. No good. Rebound. Long. Baseline jumper. Good. Big shot there. Josiah Long has 7. And we'll get timeout called by West Plains. 1:37 to go. Back to a 4-point game. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 62-58, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're in for a good couple of minutes of basketball here with 1:37 to go, actually a minute and a half. It'll be Carl Junction basketball. Can West Plains hold on? They're up by two, by four, that is. 52-58. It's a two-possession game, 62-58. In the front court in the left corner, this big, big possession. Bettis skips through, puts up a top shot, missed it. Ball lost out of bounds by Aiden Judd, and it'll stay with Carl Junction. Oh, now they say it's off Carl Junction. And now they may turn, they may reverse it. And let's see. They changed the call, and it'll be Carl Junction basketball. 1:22 to go. I think that was actually the right call, though. Carl Junction basketball. Here we go. Into the right corner. Bettis guarded by Long. Feed it out to the point. Ball deflected. Martin with a big three. It's no good. Rebound. Josiah Long had it. Lost it. Picked up by Jared Kraft. West Plains back in the front court. Out to the point. Tuma throws it away again, but it's picked up by Carl Junction. And now the ball knocked away from behind, out of bounds by the Bulldogs. And it will be West Plains ball. We're down to a minute two to go. Up by four. And Carl Junction, who has only one team fouls, they're going to stop the clock and put them on the line. They're going to start fouling right now. Long pass out front. Jared Kraft grabbed and fouled. 59 seconds left. Brody Pant with his third foul. Team foul two. And each time they foul before the bonus, West Plains has to throw the ball inbounds, and that is not a strength. On the sideline, they'll throw it back court. Jared Kraft is fouled immediately. Foul on Maddox Shorter, his third. And the more that West Plains can keep the ball in the hands of Jared Kraft here in the last minute, the better. Jared has it, gives it off to Long, feeds it over Kraft. Down to the front court, to the right corner. Robbins walks with the basketball. I would tell you how many turnovers, but I'm not sure. 20 at least. And the fact that West Plains has 20 turnovers and they're ahead by three with 45 seconds to go. Well, they're ahead by four, actually. Down the key to the right corner. This three could make it a one-point game, and no good. And the rebound, fought four, tied up. Aiden Judd got tied up inside on the jump ball. Whose ball will it be? His jump ball, and it'll be West Plains basketball with 38 seconds left. West Plains led in the third quarter by 19 points. Carl Junction has utilized and taken advantage of a bunch of turnovers. Whistle. And we get a timeout called. Timeout called by West Plains with 34.7 seconds left. So we'll find out. Okay. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here during the timeout. And next broadcast will be Monday. Grizzlies will play at Three Rivers. That game here on KDY at 7 o'clock from the Libela Family Sports Complex. As Three Rivers goes for the season sweep against the Grizzlies. Then Tuesday night will be a trip to Springfield. The Scissors will play the Hillcrest Hornets. And then it's on to district competition. Next week, the Grizzlies will play Monday night, Wednesday night, at home against Moberly, last regular season home game. and then at State Fair on Saturday. Here we go, back to play. In the backcourt, an immediate foul call on Maddox Shorter, his fourth. That's four team fouls now with 33 seconds to go. Here's the inbound to Tuma. Ethan gets fouled. That's the fifth, so he'll shoot two.
Foul called on number 4.
That foul is called on Deacon Endicott. So Ethan Tuma will go to the free throw line. He's in the bonus. West Plains in the bonus. He shoots two. Seal it up here. First free throw, no good. One more try, and good. Ethan Tuma now with 8. Back quickly. All the way in. Here's a drive. Foul be called on the drive. 25.6 left on the game clock. West Plains by 5, 63-58. Josiah Long just got his fourth foul. Let's see if they go for 3 or 2 here. The inbound play from underneath. Carl gets it in, left corner, follow away shot for 3. That's way short. Tuma gets it, gets fouled. 21.7 to go. And 2 free throws here could just about lock it up. Foul number 3 called on Cooper Vadiz. So it'll be Ethan Tuma back to the line. First try is good. .64-58. Next try, good. Ethan's got 5 in the quarter. It's .65-58. Just don't foul if you're West Plains. Let him shoot it. And they foul on a 3.
Foul called on number 5, Jared Kraft.
Jared Kraft fouled a 3-point shooter with a 7-point lead with 20 seconds to go. And now he's got 4.
Number 3,
that was the 5th. No, that's the 4th foul. And the first free throw is good, or the free throw is good by Colby Martin. And now they will call timeout. 13 seconds to go. West Plains up by 6. 65-59. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed and West Plains. It's time to order your spring bee packages. All orders must be in by March 30th. Whether you need to replace colonies that die out over the winter or increase the number of hives you have, if you are an excited new beekeeper who's starting with bees for the first time. Also, we have bee classes at no charge, so mark your calendar for March the 8th, and they are filling up fast. So stop in today and see us at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Here's an intentional miss and rebound and put back up and in by Endicott. That makes it a 4-point game, 11 seconds to go. The shooter never hit the rim. He just threw it off the backboard. It's going to be a full timeout, full minute timeout. So another timeout. for Dylan Groves. It's 65-61. West Plains leads Carl Junction. 11 seconds left. Back in a minute on KD1.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service. All at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains is known for selling the best tractor, Kubota. But Edgler & Harper is also known for having the best service and parts for your Kubota tractor. So if you need service or parts for your Kubota tractor, lawnmower, UTV, Vermeer balers, or Cub Cadet mowers, the Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota.
The official home of the Scissors is KD1.
We come back, a steal and a three on the left side, making 65-64, and time runs out. Now let's see if they put some time back on the clock or if the game is over. A three went in 2 seconds before, or there was 4 seconds showing, I think it was, as Brody Pant not just threw one in off the board from the left sideline. It was a prayer answered. Now they're talking to the Carl Junction side. West Plains threw the ball long down the court. Horrible pass. Got stolen. Carl Junction came back and just launched one from way over on the left sideline in front of the Carl Junction bench. Now the officials are talking among themselves. I think the game should be over. Why would the clock stop unless they call timeout? Well, this has turned into a long debate. And the three officials will discuss. It's hard to get a feel for what they're saying. It's 65-64 if the game is not over and West Plains plays it in. They're going to have to put some time back on the clock. The clock ran out. So they'll go over to the scorers table. Talk to them. I think the game's over. Game's over. West Plains wins it by final score of 65-64. We'll recap the scoring in 1 minute on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive. The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
We're back early in the second half, and I said it was a 19-point game. I said, don't kid yourself, this is going to be probably a one-possession game at the end. And it finishes 65-64, and West Plains, in spite of themselves, they threw the ball away 21 times tonight and still able to win the game by 1 point, 65-64. And balance was the key for West Plains tonight. Nobody had a huge game, but you had four guys in double figures, and it was balanced down the line. 15 apiece for Clayton Robbins and Jared Kraft, 10 points for Ethan Tuma and Aiden Judd, and 8 points for Jacob Moore. Leading score for Carl Junction was really pant. He finished with 15 points. West Plains had a lead at the end of the first half, 35-19. Early in the second half, had a lead of 19. It got whittled down to one, but the Bulldogs ran out of time, and West Plains goes to 12-13. Carl Junction to 16-8. Final again, 65-64. West Plains with the win. And for Dylan Groves in studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying so long from Carl Junction, Missouri.